What address do you need the fire department?
It's the Devon Energy Tower. There is the big contraption that they use to clean the windows, the big platform. It is swinging around. I think it broke a window.
Firefighters pull two window washers from a swinging basket at the top of the Devon Tower. I'm Paige Dillard. You're listening to Oklahoman Unfolded. Today is Thursday, May 16th.
The men on there are holding on.
Okay, so there are people on it?
Yeah, it looks like there are people on it. I think there's three. But they have broken a window because it's swinging everywhere.
Oklahoma City firefighters made a quick rescue Wednesday morning as two window washers took a wild, glass-smashing ride near the top of the 50-story Devon Tower in downtown Oklahoma City. Battalion Chief Grant Roberts was one of the first firefighters on the scene.
I arrived within a minute after Ladder Company 1 called for PD to come and provide traffic control because we didn't want any falling glass, falling debris to land on Sheridan in between Hudson and Robinson. I assigned Engine 1, Engine 51, and Ladder Company 1 to an investigation group, and they immediately were able to get with Devon Resources, and Devon started taking them up to the roof so they could assess the needs to further carry out our operations on this incident.
Our first priority was to stop the cradle from swaying in the wind as much as it was.
Deputy Chief Mike Walker, along with nearly 20 other firefighters, were stationed at the top of Devon Tower.
There was one of the workers in there was trying to work to communicate with us, and he was excited. The other one was very calm and just holding on, but they were still they had enough conscious thought about them that they were compliant to instructions, so they actually were assisted greatly with their own rescue.
Fire officials say one worker may have suffered a shoulder injury during the incident, but both refused further treatment. No one else was injured. Officials with Devon Corporation say the two workers were contracted window washers. The reason for the accident is still under investigation. Sheridan Avenue from Robinson and Hudson and Robinson from Sheridan to Main Street were closed all day Wednesday as crews worked to clear the glass from streets and sidewalks. Oklahoma City Police recommended the streets remain closed until the exterior of Devon was secured. The high-rise incident is the second dramatic rescue by Oklahoma City fire crews this year.
Over the past few months, the House, the Senate, and myself have been working in good faith towards a budget compromise to hit our vision to become a top 10 state.
Also in today's Oklahoman, Governor Kevin Stitt and leaders of the Oklahoma House and Senate announced a state budget deal. Capitol reporter Carmen Foreman and Dave Morris break down the proposed budget for the fiscal year 2020.
From the Oklahoma State Capitol, I'm Dave Morris, alongside my colleague from the Oklahoman, Carmen Foreman, where Governor Stitt today held a press conference along with his colleagues from the House and Senate. And we were just here a couple days ago, Carmen, kind of foreshadowing today's announcement, which was the real deal.
We have a budget agreement, and when you were here a couple days ago, they were sort of nearing a budget agreement, but they were still going back and forth on the exact details. So we have a budget agreement now, and it allots pay raises for Oklahoma teachers, pay raises for state employees, pay raises for corrections officers, and it also boosts education funding, which we know is probably going to be a big deal, especially after teachers walked out of the classroom last year demanding more funding.
It seems like that was a lot of the talk last year as the legislative session wrapped up after a couple sessions, and then this year that was the priority. We heard from State School Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister here today. They were certainly making education the highlight of today.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I think that reflects on the fact that they were listening last year and they realized that they need to do more for education, or at least appear that they are doing more for education. And so, in this budget alone, they're offering $203 million in new education funding, and then every teacher across the state will get an on-average pay increase of about $1,200 next year.
You're at the Capitol every day, because that's your beat, covering what's going on in the hallways and in the closed doors. It didn't seem quite as contentious this year.
No, not as contentious, and I think that's for two reasons. We have a new governor, Governor Kevin Stitt. This is first year of his first term, and then we also have money to play around with. And whereas last year, the budget negotiations were so heated because there just wasn't enough money to go around.
Along with the education, perhaps that was the other highlight today. They were saying, hey, we have a surplus. We're actually going to hang on to that.
Exactly. And the surplus is about $600 million, and they're not even spending all of it because they're saving about $200 million, which was sort of a pet project of the new governor's.
That does it for today's episode of Oklahoman Unfolded. I'm Paige Dillard. We'll see you Friday.